mention a lot.
I don't have audio.
Hey, you had a couple of guys who hadn't played in the last little while, and Steven and Ryan, they looked for the first game in the extended period of time.
I thought they did really well, and you know, starting with, well, both of them, they had jump in their legs, they weren't fatigued. I can remember last year the Philly game specifically, and when your Cali was just with fatigue, and it wasn't so much his, you know, his lungs, it was his hip, and he had jump, he had energy, and he felt really well. And it was the same with Stammer. He asked him like midway through the second, he had a couple prolonged shifts, and he was, he said his body felt great, and you could tell they had jump. It's it was fine. It was actually fun to have all those guys on the ice. It was good.
Is there any indication of how he's going to look at the season? How encouraged are you for Steven going forward? I mean,
well, it's baby steps, yeah. And it's a long season, as we all know. But to have, you know, the way our training camp's gone and the guys have been working really hard, and to finally get in the game, I really couldn't ask for anything more. And they both contributed on the score sheet. You know, Cali was big on the penalty kill, and we ended up winning the game. They were a big part of it, so it's good to see.
For Steven, because he had the game for so long, the physical part of it is one thing, but the feel for the game, the touch for the game, the timing for the game, and he makes it behind the back pass, opening shift. Does that tell you that didn't really lose all?
Well, I think he's a gifted player, so he has an ability to make those plays, and it's, you know, I thought that line was really good. They were all kind of feeding off each other, and but you put gifted players like Stammer in the offensive zone, more often than not, plays like this can happen. And I think at that point, it's instincts. I don't think you lose your instincts. You know, he's a 27-year-old kid. He's not 47. So he's got a lot of miles left in those legs, and it's, I think when those guys get around the net, it's, they know what they're doing. And but it was a heck of a play.
Peck has been making plays ever since he comes in the games. I know you played for you guys last year, but mm-hmm. What kind of things does he continue to show improvement,
Well, look, to be honest, he looks faster. He's doing exceptional in the face-off circle. And he's just, you know, you can his effort level and everything is been elite since he's been in training camp, and he's gotten better with every one of these games. I thought he had another solid game tonight, but he's just one of those guys. You can put him on the penalty kill, you can put him on the power play. He needs, you know, the big draw he can get for you. I think he was 9-1 in the circle tonight, and you know, you need all those things. You know, find your niche and things you can do, and he's doing that right now.
I know you don't draw it up the way that Vezina got some of the work he got tonight, mm-hmm. but to see him respond. Some of the chances that we're giving up.
Yeah.
Face what you had to do.
Yeah, I think we could have the first assist on goals at both ends of the rink. So Vasi, I thought he was sharp. He was on every puck. And, you know, the one that went in, you had no chance on that one. But there was a bunch, especially early on in that game, that could have gone in, that he kind of saved our bacon a little bit. But he was tracking pucks. He was seeing through screens. And that was... You know, if I was going to take anything aside from, you know, the Callahan, Stamkos, how well they played and how they looked, it was the way Vasilevsky played. I thought he was exceptional.
I think Sergachev, I mean, that will be kind of a game by game, getting more experience and things. What did you think of him game two?
It's just one big learning curve. It's an experience, and you need to just keep. You need to play games and get reps and be around the guys. And there's, you know, I look at these games and there's more good. And that's what you want to take from. Is it perfect? No, it's not. And it's, you know, a lot of these players, especially in junior, they're so used to making plays every single time. Then they get to this level and they want to make a play every single time. And the time and space isn't there. And sometimes... you know, it's fourth down, you got to punt. And I think a lot of these young players think it's just constantly first down. And so, but that just comes with experience and his with his talent level and where he's at and his age is pretty impressive.
How much of a different lineup will we see on Sunday?
We'll see a different lineup. Yeah, it's we have four exhibition games left. It's unfortunate that three of our first four are at home. But there's still some guys that we want to take a look at and you know, before we get into the home stretch there for the final three.
See more adjustments of the slashing rule? Do you see more guys?
I don't even know what the slashing rule is anymore. It's the it's like an area pass. Stick comes in the area and might get called, it might not. So I think it's a work in progress for everybody.
Good. Thanks. 4 o'clock game Sunday.
Whoa! 4 o'clock.
Followed by Team USA versus the Lightning alumni.